when you see Oisin sitting there visibly distressed, uncomfortable, sitting in his wheelchair for all that time, no facilities to be able to take him and change him and make him comfortable, it was very, very unfair. The whole time not actually knowing what was wrong with him too was an added worry on top of that. And I mean, the nurses and the doctors, they were fantastic. They were doing their best. I mean, it's a large hospital to get around everybody. It was just far too long of a time. And even the tests that they were pushing him through and to try and get to the bottom of it, it was just very traumatic for him and for myself, having to watch him to go through that as well and him not understanding exactly what was happening to him. And until we got home, I got a phone call from the hospital to say, actually, he has pneumonia, but I wasn't taking him back up. I explained to the doctors, I can, you know, I'm very capable of looking after him at home if I have whatever medication, antibiotics he needs. It just wasn't the environment for him. When he did eventually get the bed, he was put onto the short stay ward. And in that unit, in the ward beside him, he was beside three elderly men. It wasn't an ideal situation either. So when they phoned out to say he had pneumonia, I said, look, I can mind him. I'll nurse him here at home.